I like Coach L. I wish I could spend more time with him. We have spent some time, you know, with these chalk talks and everything. But, you know, if I was a young player or an older transfer player, I would like playing in that program. They have a lot of fun and they do it the right way.
What's up, everyone? It's your boy Rob here. Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. That voice you heard right there was the voice of Eric Spoelstra, head coach of the Miami Heat, talking about Jim Larrañaga and the tremendous job that he's done with the basketball program at the U. So this episode, I'm going to be talking about the best team in Canes basketball history. This year's Miami Hurricanes men's basketball team made it all the way to the Elite Eight, which was the first time that we have ever made it there. We hadn't made it to the Sweet 16 a couple of times, but we had never gone past the Sweet 16. So this team this year is officially the best team in this program's history, led by senior point guard Charlie Moore, senior Cam McGusty. You have the second-year player Isaiah Wong. You have another senior in Sam Wardenberg, another second-year player in Jordan Miller, then a couple other guys off the bench that contributed throughout the year, like Anthony Walker, like Bentley Joseph. So, yeah, I wanted to dedicate an episode to this team because it was a hell of a run that they went on. They played together as a team. They never gave up. Even through adversity, they kept fighting. Even if they were undersized, if they're missing shots, they're getting rebounds. Even if the guys from the other team were bigger than them, they would box them out. They would never give up. And something that really stands out to me the most is that each and every player always had a smile on their face. And that starts with Jim Larrañaga. You always see Coach Larrañaga and good spirits. He always has a great attitude. Of course, he's the ultimate competitor. But at the same time, you always see him enjoying himself. And you always see him preaching to his team to enjoy themselves and to enjoy the moment, not to let it get so big. But of course, to enjoy it and just to be themselves, you know what I mean? So this incredible run this season and March Madness started in the first round where the Canes beat USC with some clutch free throws by Charlie Moore. Then we move on against Auburn, who had a 7-foot center, and then their power forwards around 6'10", 6'11". Jabari Smith, and he might be a top five pick in this coming year's NBA draft. And like, remind you, he's 6'10", and Isaiah Wong, who's around 6'1", 6'2", dunked on 6'10", Jabari Smith of Auburn. So that was insane. That game, all the talk was, oh man, Auburn's so big, you know, they're going to out-rebound the Canes. I don't know how the Canes are going to be able to pull it off. Within the first 2 minutes, their center had two fouls. Larrañaga's game plan completely was working and the players were executing it to perfection. Then we move on to the Sweet 16, where we played against Iowa State. And like Auburn, Iowa State also had a couple big guys. So there we were again the smaller team in the matchup, but we ended up on top with a commanding win. Then we move on to the Elite Eight against Kansas. We have a solid first half. Charlie Moore and Jordan Miller were in some foul trouble, but regardless, at halftime, we were up 35-29. Then in the second half, it was just a completely different story. We couldn't get our offense going at all. And Kansas, got to give credit to Bill Self and the coaching staff at Kansas. They completely regrouped and readjusted at halftime, and that's what the great teams do. So, yeah, you got to give credit to Kansas for completely readjusting their game plan at halftime and coming out in the second half as a better team. So, unfortunately, we lost in the Elite Eight. But like I said, it's the first time we've ever been there. So this team is the best team in the history of our program. It was such a fun season. It was actually the first time ever that I went to multiple games in a season. I had gone to like maybe three or four games in total ever, like three or four Miami basketball games ever. And thank God, I guess I picked the right season to go to two games. I went to a game against FSU, and then I went to the game here against Notre Dame. So, yeah, it was a perfect year to go to two games for the first time, watching the best team we've ever had in this program's history. And now I know when you think of other transfers that Coach Larrañaga has been able to add throughout the years, of course, including Charlie Moore and Cam McGusty. Obviously, we're going to continue now to get even more guys, I feel like, in the transfer portal this offseason, with a couple of our guys moving on to like past college. And one of those guys that I'm targeting, like I would target personally, is Sharif O'Neal, who's the oldest son of Shaq. He spent his first 2 years in college at LSU, but he just announced a couple, I think yesterday or the day before, that he's officially transferring out of LSU. So where better to revive his career than in Miami with Jim Larrañaga, arguably the best coach in college basketball, a program on the rise, a program that's going to attract a lot of star power, whether it be through the transfer portal or just simply recruiting guys out of high school. I can't remember the name right now, but I know we have a freshman power forward coming in next year that we're expecting a lot of. We have a couple guys on our bench who didn't get playing time, like Harlan Beverly is one of those guys. I know he's going to have a bigger role next season. This team will forever go down in history. This could be I think it's going to be a monumental moment for the program. Thankfully, throughout Coach Larrañaga's time here, he has made this Miami program one of the best in the country. But now that he finally let us pass the Sweet 16, we're even more a legit contender now, not only on the court, but also off the court, like I said, attracting more transfer players and also regular recruits out of high school. So it's a very exciting time right now. And actually, I have a cool story to share. So the Elite Day was Sunday. Right now I'm recording this. It is Tuesday, March 29th, 4:18 p.m. Eastern time. So last night, Monday night, I went to the Heat game. They're playing the Sacramento Kings. And I went with my brother, Tony. We get into the arena. And the first guy we notice is Jim Larrañaga. We're like, oh, crap. Like, Coach Larrañaga is here at the Heat game. Like, the you know what I mean? The day after the Elite Eight. That's so cool. And then we see him walking. And then we notice he goes up to Pat Riley and they had a conversation for around like 10 minutes. So it's just super cool to see two legends like talking to each other there, two basketball legends and two Miami sports legends talking about basketball there or whatever they're talking about. Then after the game, I noticed Coach Larrañaga was still in the arena. He hadn't left yet. He was there with his wife. I saw him talking to Jamal Mashburn, former Heat player, and his wife. And then I was able to go down and get close enough to Coach Larrañaga where I was able to ask him, hey coach, can we take a picture? And he was super cool. He was like, yeah, of course. How do you want to do it? And I was like, oh, I want to throw up the U with you. But while I asked him that, he was on the court and I wasn't on the court. So he asked the security, he's like, hey, can this guy come on the court to take a picture with me? And the security was like, of course, anything for you, coach. So I got to take the picture with him, threw up the U with Coach Larrañaga. Got to meet him the night after the Elite Eight, which is really crazy. But yeah, I wanted to make sure to share that story on here. Coach Larrañaga was as humble as I thought he would be. You know what I mean? Just as humble as he seems like during games with the media, with the players, whatever it may be. He is super humble, super nice guy, super happy guy. Like, yeah, great vibes as well. But yeah, I wanted to make sure to share that story. And I actually posted the picture on my Instagram. At Rob Gao, that's R-O-B-C-A-O. I'm also going to post it when I post about this episode at the Flame_ES. But yeah, it was an honor. First of all, to be able to watch this team in person twice, like I said, it was an honor to root for them throughout their journey all the way to the Elite Eight. Big things are coming, bigger and better things. I want to thank all the seniors, like Charlie Moore, like Cam McGusty, like Sam Wardenberg, all the seniors, all the players in general, and all the coaches. Everyone involved in the program, other grad assistants, whatever it may be, you just had a historic run. You had the best season in Miami basketball history, and you guys will never be forgotten. And I know the future is bright. And yeah, and it was a tremendous honor to meet Coach Larrañaga last night at FTX Arena, an experience and moment I'll never forget. So I had to make sure to share that on here during this episode. But yeah, that wraps up this episode. Once again, like I said, shout out to everyone involved with the program. You just had the best season we've ever had. And and shout out to all the Canes fans everywhere, all the ones who cheered from here in Miami or wherever you may be, all the ones who are able to attend the March Madness games and watch the Canes in person. I'm sure it was an amazing experience to watch them in person. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Go Canes. It's all about the U. I'm throwing up the U, even though you guys can't see it, but I got to throw it up regardless. But yeah, once again, thanks for tuning in. Until next time, everyone, take care.